And now we're going over live to Wembley for a report on tonight's main boxing event.
Well, here at the Empire Pool, things are really hotting up as John Conte, now trying to regain his light heavyweight title, comes in with a left and a right to the body. He's moving around now, dodging from side to side. He goes in for the knockout. A quick right jab, followed by a left hook. And yes, he's done it. That's it. He's parked the car.
The very latest news is the News Hotline, starring Roy Hudd with Janet Brown, Chris Emmett, and the Nick Rowley Quintet.
Well, thank you very much, folks, and welcome to the show. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the big story of the week has been Minehead. Yeah. Yes, I went to mine barber's and had mine haircut. Well, the other big story has been about these government sanctions, and now Fords, I see, have got a new slogan. Yes, you can have any colour as long as it's blacklisted. Mind you, it all seems to be black news this week, doesn't it, eh? And I mean cold. Lonnie, do you know, when I arrived home last night, there were icicles on my bicycle, sleet on my feet, and squalls on my bowler hat. It was bright. There's another pawnbroker sign. There we are. Mind you, it's all been happening on the home front, doesn't it? I see the government are planning to supply money to promote tourism in depressed areas. They're going to start with the Liberal Party headquarters, you know. What about that 14-year-old who claims she's being victimised because she's arrogant and snobbish, eh? Well, I know she's arrogant and a snob, but I didn't think Maggie Thatcher was 14, did you? Did you see the story about Cyril Smith's new party? Yeah, he says from now on, he will be firmly placed in the middle of the road. And the RAC have advised motorists to treat him as a roundabout. Bloody Walter's been in the news again this week. Princess Anne, the incredible sulk. Get in there, Roy, and did he stop? Well, see, she refused to go to a function in a car because it would crumple her dress, eh? Instead, she took a helicopter, which can hold 16 fully equipped troops. She still crumpled her dress, but she had a lot of fun doing it. The RSPCA has criticised Prince Charles for hunting live animals. Well, give him his due. I mean, he said he tried hunting dead ones, but they're too easy to catch, you know. And what about those TV licences, eh? It's going to cost you £10 for a black and white and £25 for a colour. Eh, an Irish friend of mine's going to save £15, you know. He's buying himself a black and white set and colouring it in himself. Mind you, the increase still only works out at 7p a day, you see. Think about it like that, and that's the price of a small tin of beans, you know. You get just as many repeats as well, I guess.
All right, the ITV's in, all right.
Well, I see that Dennis Howell has opened a new drug abuse centre yesterday. You see that? He got things off to a good start. He spent 20 minutes swearing at an aspirin. And what about that new play financed by British Caledonian Airways? Did you see that? Got off to a bad start, you know. The first act was delayed 7 hours because of fog. The actors got hijacked and the audience complained because their coach turned up in Bahrain. And how about the Portuguese president sending that very valuable pistol to Mr. Callahan? The story said antique and very difficult to fire. It didn't mention the pistol, though. Did you see the story? Did you see the story that flush toilets for dogs have been just introduced into Paris? The locals are so impressed, they're thinking of using them themselves, you know. Oh, yeah. Talking about dogs, back home I see that the Kennel Club have decided to admit women. A spokesman says he still thinks dogs will win most of the competition. But... Of course, believe it or not, it says here, we've still had our usual batch of silly stories this week. I didn't think we'd done too bad up till then, but there we are. Oh, that was how I see there was a break-in at the Monday Club last week. I didn't get anything, though. It was Thursday. But what about those couples on a housing estate in Dorset who complained that the bedroom walls were too thin to make love? They've been told by the housing department they should do it in bed like everyone else. And I see they've announced the appointment of the first woman Gurkha. The rest of the regiment were pickled to death. Did you read about that MP who wants shopkeepers to take sex magazines down off the shelf? MPs, they can't do anything for themselves, can they, really, you know? And finally, my favourite story of the week is the news that the Pope has had a mobile pulpit made. Some very moving sermons will be issuing. But now he is, Pope. Did you see that? A book of poetry he wrote as a schoolboy is becoming very much in demand, eh? And this is the one I like. God's world is full of surprises, of longings and of hope. Who knows, in all his wisdom, he might make me a pop star.
And now here is the Hudline Open Wind.
Yeah, and can we have the first caller, please?
Hello there.
Oh, no.
Top of the morning to you. I must agree with all those people who say the London flood warning sirens are too quiet. I couldn't hear a thing.
Really? Where are you phoning from?
Switzerland.
Next caller, please.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm one of those girls.
Ah, are you?
I work less, have plenty of time to myself, and have plenty of money in my hand. And I'm not ashamed of what I do.
Oh, well. How long have you been a vice girl?
Vice girl? I work for Ford, don't I?
Next caller, please.
Hello? I'm one of those British Leyland workers where they stop the production line when somebody has to go to the loo.
Oh, yeah? And how does it affect you?
Well, not a lot, really.
Well, what's your job?
Well, I fill the radiators.
Next caller, please.
Hello? I'm Little Peregrine Cup. And I'm only four. I've just inherited £3 million. A country estate in Lincolnshire, a holiday home in Granada, and an estate in Jamaica.
Oh, yes. And your mummy said you would be brought up just like any other little boy. Isn't she a clever mummy?
Yes, it's fooled you for a start.
Last caller, please.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm the circus fire eater who got made redundant. And after 20 years, I feel pretty sore.
Well, I should think so, yeah. After putting all that fire and smoke in your mouth.
Oh, that's nothing. You want to see where I used to put the chimney sweep, Rocky?
Now, here's a silly story. Did you hear that they're going to put cardboard furniture in prisons to stop the lads in the warders with it, eh? Well, Basho, here's your new cell, then. Let's just go through the checklist, shall we? One table, cardboard. Chair, cardboard. One washstand, cardboard. One bed, cardboard. One chamber pot, cardboard. One bookcase, cardboard. One set of bars on window, cardboard. Oi! Well, I see Tricky Dicky Nixon is making a comeback. Yes, Richard Nixon, the only politician ever to receive fan mail from lie detectors. He's due to speak to the Oxford Union. But what will he say?
Okay, Mr. Nixon, sir. We've dug out a speech you made on your last visit to Britain.
Oh,
the
yeah.
only trouble is we'll have to fill in these big gaps.
Oh, yeah, Schwarzkopf now. Yeah, that's where I deleted words there.
But you made this speech years before Watergate.
I know, I was rehearsing.
Well, we'll fill in the gap as we go along.
Okay, okay, let's run it up the flagpole. Fellow Democrats, I am the President of America.
Formally, sir.
Oh. My lords, ladies and gentlemen.
No. I meant you were formerly the president, sir.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You do have to rub it in, don't you, Schwarzkopf?
Not again, sir.
That's right, yeah, just behind the shoulder blade there. Rub it in. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. It brings tears to my eyes.
Sorry, sir, am I rubbing too hard?
No, I'm reading the speech.
Oh, yeah.
Brings tears to my eyes whenever I see the white cliffs of Dover.
Oh, that's a bit schmaltzy, sir. We don't want to overdo it. We have. The trouble is, in Britain, everyone with any opinion at all thinks you're a liar.
But the Daily Express said I was an honest man.
Like I said, everyone thinks you're a liar. Try the next bit, sir.
My prime concerns are the, something... rights, yeah.
Well, what rights would they have been?
Oh, what, book rights, film rights? Human rights, yeah, that's it, yeah. Kissinger said if I put that bit in, I was sure to win the Nobel Peace Prize. There we are. I thought we'd stand a better chance by just bombing Sweden, but there you go. You know.
Mr. Nixon, sir, you were up to the human rights of individuals.
Yeah.
Now, the whole of this next paragraph is missing.
Yes, correct. I felt it didn't align with the principles which I regard as central to presidential policy.
Why was that?
It was true. I'll skip down to this bit here. Your prime minister,
Mr. Callahan.
Callahan. Yeah. Say, is that guy Wilson still around?
Wilson, sir?
Yeah, you remember the little guy with the shifty eyes. You remember him. Kept opening his Macintosh. You remember that? You remember him, Schwarzkopf? He came to visit the White House, and when he left, all the silver was missing.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, look. Come here, listen. Listen, I've got a great one of him here.
Yeah.
You know, you and I stand alone. On all sides, we are surrounded by enemies. Assassins lurk in every corner. We must beware these dark plotters. Only by sticking together can we thwart their evil design.
And what did you say to that, sir?
Nothing. He was talking to his pet Labrador. You know, Schwarzkopf, I think England's the place where I could make my political comeback.
Oh, sir, England and the United States are totally different.
Nonsense, Schwarzkopf. After all, as George Washington always used to say, what is an Englishman? Just a lousy pilgrim who couldn't swim. Well, who said British ingenuity was dead? We read this week that because of the shortage of cod, a fish fryer in Grantham is serving shark and chips to his customers. Or is he serving his customers to shark and chips? Anyway, if there's going to be a shortage of ordinary food, where will it lead? What will the restaurants serve?
Oh, here we are, Marjorie. Oh, don't look now, but that chap on the next table just ordered parrot and chips.
What? Don't be silly, Raymond. Nobody eats parrots.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of a restaurant is it that serves parrots? He didn't order parrots. He must have ordered carrots.
Fish in the mine. Who's a pretty carrot, man?
Well, we know the carrots are fresh.
Waiter.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that thud?
Oh, that's the anaconda trying to get out of the snake and kidney pie, madam. If I may suggest, why not let me serve you with our house special? Four courses of gastronomical delights. To tease the palate.
Oh, that's a good idea. What do you think, Raymond?
I was just wondering what those six waiters were carrying on their shoulders.
But they keep jogging along, then sticking their legs out, and then jogging along again. What are they carrying?
A conga reel, sir.
Is someone going to eat that?
I hope so. It's taken 3 weeks to cook that one now. There you are. Soup of the day.
Looks delicious.
Oh, what's that in my soup?
What?
Oh, it's gone now, but I'm sure I saw a piranha fish.
Look, Raymond, you really have drunk too much.
Oh, watch up.
Something's eaten my food.
Wait, sir. I don't understand it. I'm sure we've got piranha fish in our soup. I don't get it. I'm stumped.
It will be if you put your arm in now. It's Swedish piranha soup, that, sir. We use them because of the shortage, you know.
Shortage?
You can't get the Norwegian piranha, sir. Ah, Norway. Can nothing taste can I, sir?
Oh, well, we'll skip this course. What's next?
Here you are, my dear. A dish of spare ribs made from the laughing Bengal jungle cat.
Laughing Bengal jungle cat? Is that the main course?
No, sir. Just an appy tiger.
Ordinary, like sausage or something.
You can't get them, madam. Shortages, you see.
I see. Well, what's that chap on the next table having? It looks quite nice.
Ah, that's our special giraffe cocker van.
But where's the van?
Yeah.
Wait, I think I'll try some of this long-horned reindeer.
Sorry, we've only got the one left.
Well, why can't we have that?
We've got nowhere to hang the coats, have we?
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
No, please, madam, Let me suggest a nice portion of our kangaroo curry, followed by salts.
What kind of salt?
Summer salts.
What's your trouble, Chunky? What is it now? Haven't you got any plane down to earth food? Surely there can't be a shortage of everything.
Yes, like potatoes and...
Ah, you mean mashed potatoes fried up with,
Ah, that's right, bubble and squeak.
Ah, bubble and squeak, one of our most popular dishes. So, one moment.
At last, something.
Very sorry, sir. Bubble and squeak's off.
Oh, don't tell me you've run out of potatoes.
No, sir, we've run out of mice. The wind of change has finally reached the inscrutable shores of China, where they've suddenly discovered free speech. Apparently graffiti have appeared attacking Mao, denouncing Hua, and Kilroy's been elected to the Politburo. Yes, it's a great day for the Chinese, but above all, a great day for the Chinese comics.
I say. This is a great day for Chinese gag writers.
Why is that?
Well, for the first time in 30 years, we get to take the gags off.
I don't wish to know that. Kindly leave the collective now.
I say. What travels at 60 miles per hour and goes meow?
I don't know. What does travel at 60 miles per hour and go meow?
A red guard with pigtail on fire.
White idol to the north.
I think Chairman Mao had big white bottom.
Why you say that?
Because everywhere he went, people shout, three cheers for Mao. Three cheers for
Mao. Now here's a funny thing.
Oh, what's that?
Did you know Chairman Mao came from a little town in the provinces?
Hankow?
I don't know where his wife came from. Whispers in here, you know. Here's another one. It's the way I feel. I wouldn't say Chairman Mao was naive, but till day he died, he thought the Gang of Four was novel by Enid Blyton.
Confucius, he says, first of Chairman Mao, like field of snow white lilies soaked by morning dew.
Ah.
Pretty wet.
Yeah. I wouldn't say his little red book is boring, but when I used it to prop up cable, cable leg went to sleep.
I hear Joe Ross coming to China.
Ah, so?
Yes, I don't think he very good either. Waiter, Joe coming up. Waiter, do you have crispy fried noodles?
No, I always use a talking bottle, sir. Knock!
Who's there?
So long!
So long,
folks! So long, folks, we're the new secret police.
Now it's parliamentary pantomime time as we present the lady who makes Wishy-Washy look like Genghis Khan. So whether you think she's cut out to be a prime minister or not, you must agree they don't make cardboard like that anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Margaret Thatcher.
Good evening. Please don't get up. I prefer you kneeling. As I said to the Pope last week. Well, winter's here. Another cold snap in the air. Excuse me, I'll just tuck it back in again. Now, last week, my new biography was published. Annoyingly, I haven't been able to read it yet. Honestly, you'd think at 75 pence the library could afford to buy a copy. In this book, this talented authoress of indisputable taste and discrimination has included a series of testimonials from some of the most respected figures of our day, and Sir Harold Wilson. For someone I thought was on his last legs, he always acts as though he's trying to put one over on me. Ted, as his friend calls him, was asked to contribute, but I think he must have got out of the wrong side of bed that afternoon. To remind him of his own nautical proverb, a friend in need is a pain in the poop deck. Laugh I could have dried. We were all pleased this week to welcome ex-President Nixon to our shores. He shook us all warmly by the hand, except for Sir Harold, who was closer to him than the rest of us, and got his tongue trodden on. Over the weekend, on a commercial radio phone-in, I was called by a lady who said she was a hooker. One of the reasons why we politicians won't give our support in the House to these ladies of the night is that we don't wish to see the oldest profession, however seedy and disreputable it may be, getting mixed up in prostitution. For let's face it, I know what it does to grown men. I've seen their guilty faces as they furtively shuffle through Mayfair's red light district, knowing that it'll be a good time before they see their wives again. Thank you. Good night.
Well, finally, I see Father Christmases are already arriving at stores up and down the country, so we thought we'd join in the Christmas spirit and have the very first Christmas song of the year. Modern Santa Clauses, of course, don't arrive by sleigh anymore.
They come by more modern methods.
Slipping through the snow in a one-horse Leyland car. Unless I get a tow, I won't go very far.
Oh, jingle clang, jingle squeak, jangle rattle clang.
Here we are again, back in the grotto. Hello, little fellow. Come and sit on my knee and tell me what you want.
Car, Santa. Oh, have you got wibbly wobblies?
I will have if you don't get off my knee. I'll just...
Here, Santa.
Hello.
I'm looking for one of those things that looks like an armadillo and walks like a duck.
You pay for my divorce and you can have one.
Oh, jingle clang, jingle swing, jingle rattle clang. Rumble, rattle, 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 rattle,
rattle, rattle. Oh, here's a little boy. Hello, sweet.
Santa, I've just got this toy car from you and it's broken already.
No, no, it's all right. It's part of the Action Man Michael Edwards kit.
Oh, excuse me, Santa. Me head of Chinese Air Force.
Oh, not you again.
Me want a Harrier jet.
You want a Harrier jet? Yes. Well, you'll find one over there.
Where?
In that Harrier bag.
Right, clear the grotto. Come on. Oi, Demi's
Brewster,
stop it.
Yeah, wait a minute. You can't clear the grotto away. It's only November.
I know, but time's getting on. We need the space for the Easter egg. Come on.
That was the news headline starring Roy Hudd with Janet Brown, Chris Emmett, and the Nick Rowley Quintet. The script was written by Andy Hamilton, Laurie Rowley, John Walker, Jimmy Marvel, and John Langdon. Additional lines by Philip Campbell, Tom Harris, Malcolm Stevens, Bernard Cranwell, David DeSilva, Stephen Jacobs, Tim Monaghan, Myron Edwards, John Hyde, and Simon Rose. Roy Stevens, Mike Cole, Gerald Marlowe, Peter Hickey, Strode Jackson, Niall Clark, Rob Chapman, Simon Hutton, and Brian Smith.
And the rest of the population of China. All fathered by our producer,
John Roy.